in Siman Reish Mem He, Sif Beis. So Hecha Shehisnu B'Tchilo, case where they made the Tanai, so really there's no partnership on Shabbos, and that was the Jews, correctly so, asked for a different day to correspond to that, is so that's also good. So if the guy wants to share part of his profits, that's his business. He can do whatever he wants. So if he wants to do that, he could do that. So what happened was like this. So there's 5 days of the Shutvin. One day of the week it belongs to the Jew. One day, and Shabbos it belongs to the Goy. So then the day it belongs to the Jew takes all the profits. The day it belongs to the Goy takes all the profits. So at the end of the week they made the calculation. They divided the 5 days equally, so that's fine. The Jew took the profits of his day. Our example, he took Tuesday. And he made $50. The Goy took the profits of he owned Shabbos, and he made $100. So the guy feels bad that he got 100, he'll get 50. So, but that's the arrangement. So the Jew has no claim at all on that money. But if b'shas chalukah nisrat alachlik b'shava, the guy says, you know what? Right, so that's permitted. You don't say that indicates that really. Now, which you have to be realized, really, the guy was working for the Jew, and that's why the Jew got part of the profits. No. He's giving him a present. They made the arrangement, it belongs to the guy. The Jew has no claim on it at all. And it's up to the guy to, if he wants to make this decision of giving him a present, fine. That's not a problem. Okay, Shlohoya Yerasias Cheshman Mirevach Shnea Yomen. Okay, so if the guy on his own came and offered, but let's say, Awa, Imbo Yere Asias Cheshman, she said, I'm going to read the Mishas Luka, At Shaklit Bishabas Kuf Zuzi, Menosh Kilna Biyam Chachol Nun Zuzi, Malia Chestrin, says, you know, I mean, you know, I didn't make as much as you, like, hint, hint, hint. So that was the Mishabura mentioned before, that that's already much more questionable, that we say that if we do that, one opinion says that now we realize that really the Tanai was a Haram Bahama. If the Jew is pressuring the Goy, means the Jew feels he has a claim to it. What do you mean he has a claim to it? He made a Tanai, he has no right to the Shabbos prophets. So what is he hinting towards? Elamai, he's indicating that he never really meant to make the Tanai. The Tanai wasn't real. So that was the opinion which he brought before. The Ravid says that this, if he would do that, it's going to be Osir. Fine. So don't shepherd. Gimel. Hecha shalo histu b'tchila. In the case where they did not make the Tanai b'tchila. So now we have, so we said the loch is like this. So if they didn't make a Tanai b'tchila, so 6 days they divide equally. The profit of the 6 days they divide equally, and all the profits go to the goy for Shabbos, and that's it. The Jew can't take any profits from Shabbos because of the problem of the fact that the goy is working on Shabbos. He's working for his own benefits. That's not the problem. The problem is the Jew's getting schar Shabbos. If he takes the profits from Shabbos, he's getting schar Shabbos. So what could you do? If they make the time itchila, so the Jew gets a day corresponding to the day of Shabbos. The guy gets all the profits from Shabbos, and the Jew gets all the profits from Tuesday. But if they don't make the Tanai, so they divide everything else equally, and the guy walks away with all the profits from Shabbos, and the Jew has no comparable compensation for that which the guy is walking away with all the profits of Shabbos. Right? So, but you can't do that, because once you do that, so then it's like the goy is paying back for the Jew. The Jew worked on one day without the goy, and the goy is paying back to the Jew by working another day without the Jew. Right, so that's the problem. He's shluchai. So we can't give him one day corresponding. Selamai, the goy works with all those profits, and the Jew doesn't get any profits, corresponding profits. So what's the solution? We can redo the arrangement. How do you do it? You do a new sale. So you sell it back to the original owner, and he sells it to you again, having made the tanai. Or they sell it to a third party. Over here, we call it a fourth party, really. Right? There was the original owner, the two people who purchased it, the Bishutvis, the Jew and the Goy. And now, they're going to take it now, sell it to the Shamash and the Shul. Now it belongs to the Shamash, and the Shamash will sell it back to them, having made this new arrangement. So the buy b'shutvis, so they'll make it the tenu tonight now. Okay. So yasu kolechad v'itol chalkei v'ivatlu ashutvis. So we don't need to necessarily sell it back to the original owner, right? Because the issue over here was not only the physical store, but it's all the merchandise. So you go back and figure, well, I bought 15 potatoes from Yankel and 75 eggs. That's not good. No. So the solution is that they're going to be mavatel the shutvis totally. By each person will take out his portion in vatel shutvis. They'll become shutun again with the tanai being written into the arrangement. It was karka that they are not going to use, like the case of the merchats or something of that sort, but they're going to be working it. So different ways of getting back to resetting the arrangement back to zero, no arrangement, and redoing it. Says the other option is that you can rent it out, and to the goy. So now the goy is working the kibbutz, and that's mutter. The problem is, which the Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with, you've solved the problem of the goy working for you. You haven't solved the problem of the schar shabbos. So why is that mutter? Okay, so let's see Mishnah Berurah. It's not just they give it back the money and its bottle. They don't owe my sekinyan, etc. So just if a person buys something, and the way you want to be override the original purchase is by just giving back all of the documentation plus the money, that's not a Maisa Kinyan. That shtar is not a shtar mechira anymore. There is a shtar can function in one of two ways. A shtar can function as a shtar kinyan, which means this is the document which actually has the power to effect a kinyan. Man's megarish a woman, so the man's megarish a woman with a shtar. The shtar has the power of kinyan. The shtar is what makes the kinyan happen. So I can do that with a piece of karka also. I'm selling you the karka through a shtar. So what happens? The mocher writes to the lekeach, sodei mechur lecha, I'm selling my field to you. He writes those words in the shtar, and the eidim sign that he truly did write this. He gives it to the kohen, and by doing so, he's marked on the karka to the kohen. There's a halachic concept called nimchus shiburai, that once that happens, the document no longer has any power to it. You cannot reuse a shtar for a kinyan a second time. It doesn't work. So Mishabura says, okay, great. So he sold it to Reuven and the goy, Reuven and to Bob, right? So now Reuven and Bob own it together. it didn't work out, but they didn't make the Tanai properly. So Reuben and Bob said, great idea, let's take that document that he wrote, that he's selling us the field, we'll give it back to him, we'll sell him back the field with the document. It don't work, because the document has no power anymore. Okay. So we paid him X amount of money, we're cutting him with Kesef. So he'll give us back the money, so if he arranges it as a new Mechira, so he's buying it from us with the money, fine. But just because he takes the sack of money, gives it back to me, that's not necessarily a Kenyan. It has to be arranged as a Kenyan with the Lashon of I'm buying it, etc. Then he says, the second thing he tells you is, look over there, in Chashem Mishpat, to work out what is a valid Kenyan which works for a Goy. That, so depending on what you're talking about, by Karka, Kesef does work by a Goy, but by Metaltalin, We paskin that by metaltalin, by a Jew, minaraisa kesef is cut by metaltalin and meshicha is the rabbanon. By goy, meshicha is the raisa and kesef is not the raisa. It could be it's not even the rabbanon. That, you know, could be it is the rabbanon. Right. So the goy's ikir kayach of kinyan is meshicha or hagboah. And there is, and this is what hugs in the Gemara, the Chazal Paskin. There's one that the Lord holds, no, a goy's kinyan is dafka with kesef. Even made rice and made rabbanon. So you look over there, you figure out exactly how we do it. Bim Yirtza, so now the Ramah said, if you want, you can be master to the Yehudi, just like the case over there by the Mechas and the Matbeim. I'm going to run Mataz, Shinis Kashku, Mazem, Oid. They find this idea very difficult. Now remember that over there we were only matzavit b'makom pseid, where there's a real pseid over that. Now the pseid over there was he laid out this phenomenal sum of money to buy the rights to coin the coins from the king, and now he's not, you know, he's not processing what he has to process. So he laid out the money and he's losing. I mean, you bought something with shutvis. You can make the profits. There's 7 days worth of profits, and one of those profits goes straight to the garden. The Jew doesn't do anything. Okay, that's not a pseudo. That's not a hefsegolo. So b'chlad that heter, whatever the heter was over there, the card doesn't work over. He said that's only put over there because it's a hefsegolo. Because the logic was because these are things that you paid to purchase the right to do this, and that was very costly. And then if you didn't then turn around and get the income from it, it would be a tremendous loss. That you don't have over here. Number one. And number two, we have to figure out Lomi Yemutter. Daima the Simration Mandal, the Shori Mishum Psei the Dafka. Over the whole heter is because of Pseida. What was the Lomi of Pseida? We said because Adam is well on my night. And we're afraid if we don't find a way to do it by heter, the fellow's going to do it by Isser. That clearly doesn't apply over here. But over here, we have the Schar Shabbos. Okay, so you're going to be mounted to the Schar Shabbos. So do Bavloa. Like, what do you mean you're renting him out just for Shabbos day? That's not Schar. That's a problem with Schar Shabbos. But here's the Magen Rum, the Maskana, the Hacha Arish and Maskala is Chalka B'Shabbos B'Havloa. So the answer is that the Magen Rum, you're going to do it B'Havloa. The Hanash Maskala, Kol Yemei Ashabos Shaloi, Im Shtaim Shashiyam Im Mimosacho. He says, listen, for next year, There are 52 Shabbosis and X amount of Yomtivs and 3 days, 3 weekdays thrown in also. So you're renting 75 days to me, right? That 75 days of the year, you're going to pay me for the right to use it, and you take the profits. Okay, we'll sit down. So you're buying this unit together, but to buy all the Shabbosis of the year, that's our shop. So, right? That's all you're going to do. That's not the Shkar Shabbos, and that's nothing to do with Reshim Dalit. Reshim Dalit said there's no Shkar Shabbos over there because there's nothing that you're buying. You're discussing a right to mint, a right to collect a tax. So there's nothing that you're renting to the other person. Over here, you're renting a physical thing. So you have a Shkar Shabbos problem, and the only answer would be Bahavlo. The Sulaka Mishkamishim Shkar Shabbos.
What's this?
The Merchats, let's say that they bought a Merchats B'Shutvus, and the Jew is going to rent out to the Goy the Jew's half ownership on Shabbos. He's renting to the Goy, Now the goy is working out on Shabbos, clearly a dieta de nafshe. He's not doing it for the Jew. The Jew is getting paid for the rental for Shabbos. The Magaros says, it's Kar Shabbos. You're getting paid for the rental of your thing, your item, which the goy is using on Shabbos. So the answer is, do it by Havloch. Mother Sharbi Kibrolis, Mari Gam Ken Shal Yichaloy Shabbos Kibrolis. Now the second problem is that even Kablonis is only mutter. We don't tell the goy to work on Shabbos. So over here, the goy is working partially for himself and partially so that it corresponds to what the Jew is working on the weekday. No, it's not so much a Shabbos. He's saying if he tells him, you rent it and you work on Shabbos, you'll do the work on Shabbos. You'll rent it for me and do the work on Shabbos. That might be considered being me telling him to do work on Shabbos. So what's the answer? He says, El Bastama, Kol Emes Shetasa Ba'atzucho V'taviach Li Kach V'kach Etan L'chol Kach V'kach. He said, listen, whenever you, any day that you choose to work and bring an exile to the prophets, I will pay you X for that amount. With every understanding that he's referring to Shabbos, but he didn't say you really truly promised them he could do it on Tuesday. So then everything's mutter. There's no Tzar Shabbos and there's no, it's kibarlis. And it wasn't Miyachim after the Shabbos. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is there's no Marzayin. Shem L'Tzarech Yisrael Oysa. Kim Shidu Sheyesh Tein Yehudi Chelik Bo. People won't say that. Why not? Because they know the Goy also owns it. So he's working for himself. Kishkatsu Moshe Yisbar. Kamanasai. Kamay Shom L'Chosh of the Marzayin. Just like over there, in Reish Pemdal, we didn't worry about Marzayin. Over here as well. Kosh Kenoch, the Lekka Marzayin, Klau, Kim Shu Beshutus, Im Ho'en Yehudi. After everything said and done, you can't be talking with him about what he's doing on Shabbos because he looks like he's working for you. Okay. Sif Dalit. New case. Yogi Solitan Lane Yehudi, most is Asik Behem. So the Jew gives the goy money. Now the goy will go into the marketplace and buy and sell, buy something, then resell it for a profit, use the money to buy, etc. Better, more things again, resell as a profit, etc. Aval b'she'ein Yehudi noisim and noisim ben b'Shabbos chelakim moi kolos char b'Shabbos. So the arrangement was that the Jew is the silent. He's the partner, puts the money in, and the goy does the work. And they split the profits. And the goy is working on Shabbos. Okay. So that which the goy is working on Shabbos, clearly that he's doing it a day to the nafshei because he wants to make money on it. But even if that was true, we saw before, in a case where there's a shutvis, if the Jew had some responsibility and the goy is fulfilling that responsibility for the Jew, he becomes a shliach of the Jew and advaita it's also. No. Because it's not that anything which was incumbent upon the Jew that now the goy is doing it for the Jew and acting as the Jew shliach. That's not true. And there's no marasayin issue because people don't necessarily, it's money. They don't see, it's Jewish money. Like, you know, they don't see the Jew involved in the process, b'chla. Zogt Ramot. V'dafakei gavna, the enihuri noisim noisim l'churi mamos. The whole week, only the guy's working. So all you see is a guy doing business with money, buying and selling with the money. So there's no way of connecting it back to the Jew. So there's no marasayin. Avon kolechad oisik b'yoymai. We still start lasik negad masha also getting hurt by Shabbos. But each day they're sharing the work, and one day the goy works for himself, i.e. Shabbos, and the goy says, "Listen, you know, we're partners over here. one day I'm doing all the work, so you need to pay me back by doing one of the days of the work all by yourself. One day, the Jew has to compensate the goy for his work that he does by himself, and the Jew doing extra work. Well, the Jew works by himself one day. So also, that's already back to the comes up now. When the Jew is working, the goy owes him. So the comes up, the Jew worked X amount of extra hours, and the goy owes him that work. And when the goy is working on Shabbos, he's working as representing the Jew's work when the goy is working on Shabbos, the reason why the Jew has to pay him back is what we're saying is that the Jew, that work was done for the Jew, and the Jew owes him the work. So the Jew has to pay him back, comes in for that which he did the work for the Jew. So he's working for the Jew. Okay, let's see, Mishnah Berurah. It has a mashkin. I'll tell you about this.
So this is the case of a silent partner, basically. The
partner. This is the case of a silent partner, correct?
Yeah. So we'll have to assume that, and I don't know in those days that they had signage, but if there's a sign that says Goldberg and O'Reilly, it looks. I think people will notice.
That's
true. Nowadays, there is signage a lot of times.
Even the silent partner, yeah.
Even the silent partner, maybe. He put in all the money, he wants his name on it, too.
Right.
Yeah. I think that would put a little lie in the ointment here.
Yes, it would. Tezai Mibnei. So in this situation, the Jew has no responsibility to work on Shabbos. If the Jew would have responsibility to do it, so the guy is doing it for the Jew, and then the Jew is paying him back by working in the weekday, so then the guy is working for the Jew. So if you don't make this arrangement, so then when the guy is working on Shabbat, he's working for the Jew. And it's not mutal on the Jew that we should say that the guy is acting as a shliach. And we show him mafzik is Shabbos lekov. And the guy is taking the Jewish merchandise and making money, yeah, but he's doing it the whole week, so you don't see anything nicker where he's doing the actual payment for the Shabbos part of it. So that's Havlor. Okay. And there's no Marasayan issue, because who knows, that's the Jew's business. The goy is a hired worker of the Jew. That's not a problem. People don't know whose it is. It was known to be the Jew's business. It would be a problem. You can't tell the goy to work on Shabbos. So we have this. The next tenai is you can't tell the goy to do work on Shabbos. That's a mirror law. That's plain simple mirror law. Then he said, if each person is each during the week, they're working together, and on Shabbos the goy is working by himself, and the Jew is compensating during the week. So that means that we're saying this is a malacha that was expected of the Jew, and the goy is acting as the Jew's shliach. That's awesome. No, the goy's working for you. It's also if the whole week they're working together and Shabbos, it's only the goy. So, and then the Yisrael is compensated during the week by working the hours. The goy works in 8 hours on Shabbos, so the Jew adds in, they work together in the business from 9 to 5, and 5 to 7, 4 days a week the Jew stays late, and then he compensates the equal 8 hours. So he worked 8 hours, he worked 8 hours. But what you're saying is if the Jew has to work 8 hours, I mean, saying that the goy worked on Shabbos, he was fulfilling the Jew's responsibility, therefore the Jew owes the goy the work. Well, say 4 hours, right? Whatever it is. Right, so if the if that's going to be true, means that comes out that the goy, when he worked on Shabbos, was working for the Jew's responsibility. So like the goy is working for the Jew as his shliach, and that's awesome. As long as if you made a tanai beforehand, so then it's what they never were shutfin in those days. Okay. Sifhei. Motzo the Yisrael litan l'schar l'en Yehudi limkar. So in the case in Sif Dalet was he gave him money to go out to the market, buy merchandise, flip it around for a profit, etc., etc., etc. In Sifhei, the Jew is taking his merchandise, which he needs to sell, and giving it to the goy to sell. So the goy goes and sells it on Shabbos. So the goy is doing the Jew needs to sell his merchandise, so the goy is doing that work for the Jew. So how's that mutter? It's mutter im katzis leischar. So the heter is kablonis. If the goy is working as the Jew's hired worker, so the goy is selling for you on Shabbos. No good. If the goy took over the responsibility to sell the item, so he took a job. He took over he's contracting for the job, and the arrangement will be that he's going to get that the goy will the goy for the right to do that, he'll take the profits and give the Jew X amount, and they'll set up some type of arrangement like that. So if they set it up as tzitzo, even if the way they set it up is if the Jew's going to pay the goy, but the Jew is paying, the goy is responsible for the overall job of selling, not working daily for the Jew. You cannot tell him directly, listen, I want you to go out and sell it on Shabbos, because that's the best day to get a good profit. Whatever the reason you might tell him to do that, whatever the reason, you cannot tell him, sell it on Shabbos. Okay. Now, Mishnah Berurah is going to say, what do you do if the market day was Shabbos? So, if the market day is Shabbos, the day that you sell your merchandise and get the best price is on Shabbos. You sell it during the week, there's very few people bidding for it, you get a lower price. On Shabbos, where there's a lot of competition to get the merchandise, so the price goes up. So, everyone understands when I tell you to sell it, I mean on Shabbos. So I didn't say Shabbos, but that's like I said Shabbos. Okay, new case. Tanur shel lokocha yisrael ma'ashken man yehudi. So the Jew took the tanner, the goy owned the tanner, the Jew took it as a mashkin. Mikibalov ben Yehudi shemashiyal es schar tanner yitan yisrael beribis ma'osaf. And so the Jew lent the goy money, and the goy gives the Jew a mashkin. Okay, now the Jew takes the mashkin and makes money with it. That's going to be the payment for the loan. That's the ribbis. So the goy purchases the right to the loan from the Jew by giving the Jew the right to the profits from the town. Who's working the town? The goy is working the town. So, it's right now under the purview of the Jew, because it's meshubah to the Jew to produce X amount of money as ribbis for the loan. Okay, so how do we look at this? Do we look at it? It's the Jew's taner, which is he's renting out to the goy to work. So the goy should make his money to pay his interest payment. So then there's a schar Shabbos problem, because the Jew is benefiting from the goy. He's renting out to the goy that the goy should use the Jew's taner on Shabbos. Or no, it's the goy's taner, which the goy is generating money from. So, mutter mishum schar Shabbos, mitzvah schar Shabbos, tefi shub rishus en Yehudi, vein li so chelik boi. V'yam ein li yisal omer loy lasik b'Shabbos, en Yehudi ki katarach, v'na shek katarach, l'kayim tino. The guy is just doing his own business to get it, make sure that he's fulfilling his obligation of interest that he was committed to.
Because you have a mashkan and something and makes it yours? You're saying because it's the Jew's taner, but it's really the guy's taner.
No, we're saying it's not. It's mutter.
The Jew took it as a mashkin. Am I right? It's not the case.
We're saying it's mutter because it's not the Jew's taner.
Oh,
exactly what we're pointing out.
It was like a half a minute saying that.
That's what we're pointing out, that we don't look at the act of getting the Tanner as a mashkin, that it becomes the Jews to the point that they're going to have a Tzar Shabbos problem. You do get a Kenyan in a mashkin.
Let me step back a minute. Just in a plain vanilla case where somebody owes money and he takes a mashkin, who does that mashkin belong to? Does it belong to the original owner, or does it belong to the guy who took the mashkin? Who's the owner? Who's the balabas on that?
That's a hard question, because it really, you can actually set it up both ways.
Oh. It depends what deal you worked out?
Yeah.
So it depends what who worked.
It depends what type of deal they worked out when they gave the mashkin. You see in the Gemara that they would actually sometimes... Mishmur mentioned it before. Let's say they make the arrangements. Reuven lends money to Shimon,
yeah,
and Shimon gives him the field as a mashkin. And the arrangement is that after 5 years, the loan is absolved.
Right.
So it means that Reuven, the Malva, will use the field, get the produce, and that will be the payment for the loan. And even if the amount of money which comes in is greater than the amount of the loan, it's mutter, because it's considered as if he sold them for those 5 years. So really, he bought the karka for 5 years, and he bought a 5 year right. The loan was really really a sale.
Right.
He paid the money to buy it. He owned it for 5 years, and he got the profits in the 5 years. So that's one of the ways to understand why that's mutter.
Okay.
So depending on how you set it up, it might. Let's just make sure it's quickly. Chafim katzatz doesn't mean in the night that the nafshe over made a kishlucha. So if you do it as an arrangement of he gave him the schara, but the goy took it as a job, as a contract, so that's mutter. Umbavad, you can't tell him to do Shabbos. Yemer shukah b'Shabbos, if it was tamas aser, tabikila omerloi mechorbi li b'Shabbos. That's equivalent. That's the day I want you to sell it. Everybody knows. You know. I know. Everybody knows what I'm telling you. I didn't say the word Shabbos. It's like I said the word Shabbos. Mutalita on a field of shalom in behavlo vein sarach lahasis klum. That over here, since the Tanner Betzim belongs to the Goy, and the Goy is just doing the work on the Tanner to generate the money to pay back his Koyv to the Jew, since the Goy is working on his Tanner, so nothing to the Jew, there's no Schar Shabbos, there's no Havloah, everything is wonderful. Good.